Like Olympia, Harry had been married before, but he had no other children. Olympia was turning 45 in July, and Harry was 53. They were well matched in all ways, though their backgrounds couldn't have been more different. Even physically, they were an interesting and complementary combination. Her hair was blonde, her eyes were blue. He was dark, with dark brown eyes. She was tiny. He was a huge teddy bear of a man, with a quick smile and an easygoing disposition. Olympia was shy and serious, though prone to easy laughter, especially when it was provoked by Harry or her children. She was a remarkably dutiful and loving daughter-in-law to Harry's mother, Frieda. Olympia's background was entirely different from Harry's. The Crawfords were an illustrious and extremely social New York family, whose blue-blooded ancestors had intermarried with Astors and Vanderbilts for generations. Buildings and academic institutions were named after them, and theirs had been one of the largest cottages in Newport, Rhode Island, where they spent the summers. The family fortune had dwindled to next to nothing by the time her parents died when she was in college, and she had been forced to sell the cottage and surrounding estate to pay their debts and taxes. Her father had never really worked, and as one of her distant relatives had said after he died, he had a small fortune. He had made it from a large one. By the time she cleaned up all their debts and sold their property, there was simply no money. Just rivers of blue blood and aristocratic connections. She had just enough left to pay for her education and put a small nest egg away, which later paid for law school. She married her college sweetheart, Chauncey Bedham Walker IV, 6 months after she graduated from Vassar and he from Princeton. He had been charming, handsome, and fun-loving, the captain of the crew team, an expert horseman, played polo, and when they met, Olympia was understandably dazzled by him. Olympia was head over heels in love with him and didn't give a damn about his family's enormous fortune. She was totally in love with Chauncey, enough so as not to notice that he drank too much, played constantly, had a roving eye, and spent far too much money. He went to work in his family's investment bank and did anything he wanted, which eventually included going to work as seldom as possible, spending literally no time with her, and having random affairs with a multitude of women. By the time she knew what was happening, she and Chauncey had 3 children. Charlie came along 2 years after they were married, and his identical twin sisters, Virginia and Veronica, 3 years later. When she and Chauncey split up 7 years after they married, Charlie was 5, the twins 2, and Olympia was 29 years old. As soon as they separated, he quit his job at the bank and went to live in Newport with his grandmother, the doyenne of Newport and Palm Beach society, and devoted himself to playing polo and chasing women. A year later, Chauncey married Felicia Weatherton, who was the perfect mate for him. They built a house on his grandmother's estate, which he ultimately inherited, filled her stables with new horses, and had 3 daughters in 4 years. A year after Chauncey married Felicia, Olympia married Harry Rubinstein, which Chauncey found not only ridiculous, but appalling. He was rendered speechless when their son, Charlie, told him his mother had converted to the Jewish faith. He had been equally shocked earlier when Olympia enrolled in law school, all of which proved to him, as Olympia had figured out long before, that despite the similarity of their ancestry, she and Chauncey had absolutely nothing in common and never would. As she grew older, the ideas that had seemed normal to her in her youth appalled her. Almost all of Chauncey's values, or lack of them, were anathema to her.